but we're waiting for the stream computer to be taken out to the transmitter site later this afternoon. When I get done with the show, Devin Lawrence and I will be driving up to Sheboygan, and we will get that going. You'll hear us on Simple Radio, as also WCHY.us, the website for the radio station. We're going to try to add our good friend Rob Cordes of the Trump Unity Bridge. He's out doing events, and we're going to try to get him into the show right now. Hopefully, this will go through this time. Tried to add him in during the break. It did not work. Let's hopefully see if it works this time. And hopefully he'll be able to answer and be part of the show. Okay, one ringy dingy. Hey, Rob, are you there, buddy?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear. I know you're on the road right now. Where is the Trump Unity Bridge right now?
Well, we made it to Houghton Lake. Last night we were in Farwell, Michigan at Liberty Mountain. We're planning to do a migrate to the mountain Oktoberfest there, so we had to meet at the site and go over some things, and we got a flat tire, so we rolled into Houghton Lake around midnight. So we're at the Korbinski's Motel and Marina, right on the main highway there. So we'll be here all weekend. And if there's anything in the area that's big going on besides the boat parade, we can shoot out, you know, a half hour or so somewhere nearby. But tomorrow's the boat parade on Saturday. I'm really excited about that because I guess
now that's the one you're referring to is in the Sheboygan River?
No, this is on Houghton Lake.
Oh, they're doing one in Houghton Lake as well.
Yes, yes. I the Sheboygan River, I didn't hear about that till after Houghton Lake. So we had committed to the boat parade at Houghton Lake, and then everybody's meeting for a Trump rally at the Korbinski's Marina, and they're having a pig roast barbecue and band and music and everything here.
So, oh, fantastic. Now, for those listeners up here in North Country, where exactly is Korbinski's at? Is that on the east end or the west end on M-55 there off of I-75?
It's over by, like, the boat launch. I don't know if it's east or west, but it's by, it's by Randy's Restaurant, the famous buffet on that side of town.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Gotcha. Okay, very cool, very cool. Hey, now, also, you've made plans to attend the Posen Potato Festival, correct?
I'm very excited about that. Yes, we are. Our plan is finish here on Monday, go to Farwell to work on Liberty Mountain event on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then Friday, we're going to head in for the festival for the whole weekend. So we're just staying on tour up in this area. We might stop at Gaylord because people have been calling me from Gaylord when we're coming back. So if we do Gaylord, I'll probably do it next Thursday. And then we'll just spend the night in Gaylord Thursday and shoot over to Posen on Friday.
So Friday.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. So we'll be in Posen. And, you know, if anybody's ever been to Posen, when you're driving by, you barely know it's a town or a city. I mean, if in town, there's probably less than 100 people living in town. And then when you go to the festival, it turns into, you know, 50 to 75,000 people overnight.
And it's right. It's floods the area.
It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. You know.
Now, do they have you scheduled for the festival? Is that on Friday or Saturday, a week from today or a week from tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I guess they have put together hotel rooms for us to stay all three nights, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday night, because they said Sunday the crowd doesn't leave till dark. And I think they have fireworks on Sunday night. I'm pretty sure there's something going on Sunday night that keeps the people around.
Gotcha. But I'm talking as far as they actually have a parade, I believe.
Right. And that parade, there's going to be like 50,000 people at the parade. It's unimaginable how you think about this, because you drive down the road at 55 miles an hour and you drive by the city in like 10 seconds, 20 seconds.
Yeah, I think in downtown Posen, actually, it's 25 miles an hour, but I get what you're saying. If you blink your eye, you just drove through Posen is basically what it is.
But then when you're there for the parade, it's like, holy cow, where did all these people come from?
Right.
It's just unimaginable. We're excited about it. They've got a site set up for us, and it's going to be really, really, really exciting. And I'm glad that hopefully you can make it out and join us.
Yes, ready. I plan to bring our banner for the radio station, and I'd like to put it right next to your Trump Unity Bridge and help you sell all the Trump gear. I'd like to meet the folks and talk with everybody.
We could do that, and if you want, we could put a couple banners on the float, so they can see it while we're driving down the road, too, if you'd like.
Absolutely.
To.
That'd be awesome. Hey, one thing I did want to ask you, as you're traveling around the state of Michigan selling the Trump gear, he's got hats, he's got banners, he's got signs, he's got all kinds of stuff, folks. You need to check it out. What are you hearing from the folks, the people that are showing up at these events? How excited are they about the ticket? J.D. Vance being the vice president, Mike Rogers, U.S. Senate, all these congressional candidates, the state house candidates. What are you hearing from the folks out there as you're traveling around the state of Michigan?
Well, we're hearing good things. Everybody's happy about it. They're all worried. The only concern that I hear is we know we're going to win it, but we don't know if they're going to steal it again. And that's, everybody's scared about stealing. And like what President Trump said was, Donald Trump said, flood the polls, get everybody out. If we have everybody flood the polls, if everybody realizes that their vote counts and we flood the polls, they can't cheat enough to steal the election again.
Right.
That was a problem last time, where a lot of people thought, well, we got it won. I'm not going to vote, if more people would have voted, we could have overturned it, because a lot of the states were decided with, 20,000-30,000 votes, which is
exactly. So basically, Donald Trump saying that let's make this too big to rig is the way to go.
Absolutely. And, he was in Macomb County, went to one of the field offices. 50 people. He went to visit 50 volunteers. He stopped and made a pit stop just to surprise them and make them happy in Macomb, and that was really, really good. I talked to Brian Panicker from Auto Workers for Trump, and next week he's doing a rally in the Livonia Transmission Plant over at Plymouth Road and Levan Road, and the slogan is electric cars don't need transmissions. Think about your job. Vote Trump 2024. It's a transmission plan. What are the transmission people going to do if they all electric cars? Where are they? Thousands of workers just at that one transmission plant. That's only Ford. It's tens of thousands of workers if you look at all of them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, one of the things I know that you do, when you go to Gaylord, we love the folks for hosting you there. I just got a text message. Where would you be? Are you planning on going back to BC Pizza just east of I-75?
Absolutely. BC Pizza. One of the reasons why I like that site is they have the pizza buffet there. We can go in and eat whatever we want. So I'm excited. They have the salad bar all day long. So we're just if we're hungry or tired, we just go and eat. And like some days, like, when we're on the road, like at Posen, if we're busy all day, there's no place to go for us to go eat because we're too busy. We have hundreds and thousands of customers coming by asking questions. And we're going to be handing out some Trump yard signs while we're there and while we're here at the boat parade in Houghton Lake tomorrow. The campaign worked with me. We've got 200 yard signs for the first 200 boats in the boat parade. And then I've got some free yard signs to hand out while we're here. And then at I've got 100 free signs for BC Pizza with me. So, and then we're going to call Heather Cerrone from the Trump office in Northern Michigan. We're going to get some stickers and more signs for our tour while we're up here. So we're actually handing out some free stuff too.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on the show. Again, they will be, now I want to just make sure I'm clear on this, Rob. You're talking about next Thursday, this coming Thursday is when you'll be in Gaylord, correct?
Yes, at BC Pizza.
Okay, very good. On Thursday, next Thursday.
And the whole Labor Day weekend, we're at Kubinski's Marina in Houghton Lake. So come on down. They got a few hotel rooms left. You can come get a hotel room. It's only like $85 a night to stay here, and we're right on the water. And we're here. You can come party with the Patriots, you know?
Absolutely. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. You stay safe out there in Houghton Lake for this Labor Day weekend. And then next Thursday, he'll be in Gaylord at BC Pizza and then heading over to Posen for the Potato Festival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend. Stay safe, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless. Love you, Trucker Randy.
God bless you, brother. We'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yes, I plan on heading over to the Potato Festival. We'll be there on Friday and possibly Saturday. I'm not really sure yet how we're going to work this into the schedule, but love to see you folks out there. We will have rear window stickers for the radio station. We'll have business cards. I believe we still have a few coffee mugs and T-shirts. So if you're interested, get a hold of me about Posen. Text me Posen and let me know what size T-shirt you are, and we'll save you one. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Guns in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. A couple of text messages coming in that, yes, there is going to be a Trump boat rally tomorrow in Sheboygan. It's going to start off, I believe, in the Sheboygan River, and they're going to head down to Mullet Lake. So bring your boats, bring your Trump flags, your Trump signs, decorate your boats. Participate in it. I'm waiting to hear the starting point, location, and the time. I got that from Miss P. I got it from, this was from Tony yesterday. I got it from a bunch of people. So, yes, while Rob Cordes and the Trump Unity Bridge will be down in Houghton Lake, they have a boat rally there in Houghton Lake. They're also doing one in Sheboygan. So we'll wait and get that information. I thought I had a flyer. Oh, no. I saw it on Facebook. I think that's where I saw it. So anyway, yes, absolutely going to have a great weekend. Mike Rogers is going to be at Veterans Park in Boyne City starting at 12 noon. They will have Trump Vance yard signs. If you want to get your free yard sign, you can come to Boyne City Veterans Park at 12 noon. They said to bring the kids. They're going to have pizza and games for the kids. They're going to be there at 12 noon. I believe they said it would go until about 1:30. Vicki and I are going to go up there tomorrow. We've got some people from Antrim County that want some of her yard signs. So we are going to be going up there tomorrow. Greatly appreciate you guys meeting us. If you would like the flyer for the Rogers event tomorrow on Saturday, just text me Rogers and I'll send you the flyer. Christian Marcus, longtime loyal listener, good friend, has said a very simple statement. Rogers wasn't my guy. He wasn't the one I wanted, but now we need him to win to beat Elisa Slotkin. He's the nominee, and we got to get behind him. We got to get behind the whole ticket. Actually, folks, I think this is going to be a straight Republican poll. I think a lot of people are fed up. They're fed up with everything, regardless of who won the primaries, who's the candidates. Bottom line, vote straight Republican. You're done. We get Trump. We get Rogers. We get all the Republicans elected. We take back the House. The State House of Representatives, right now, they only have a two-seat Democrat majority in Lansing. 110 state representatives, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. If we flip the House in Lansing, we can basically slow down, if not stop completely, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's agenda the last 2 years of her governorship. Forget gridlock. We can absolutely stop it via the budget, the takeover of all these committees, the bills, as to whether or not the Democrats can even submit any bills that the Republicans would even consider in the House. It's time the Republicans, when they take back the majority, do to the Democrats exactly what they've done to us for the last 2 years. I hope and pray to God that you guys have learned your lesson. When you have the power, when you have the majority, you use it. The Democrats did. Look at all the crap that they have passed and Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law simply because they had a two-seat majority in the House and a two-seat majority in the Senate. Stop and think about it. All the things that they've done to our state in the last 2 years, repealed right to work, reinstated prevailing wage, passage of the gun laws, passage of the 2040 Clean Air Act, taking away local oversight of these solar panel farms, wind turbine projects, giving it to the Michigan Public Service Commission, who, the members of that board, are all appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Dan Scripps, chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Are you kidding me? The guy's a full-blown communist, green agenda type of guy. And he chairs the Michigan Public Service Commission. Well, guess what, folks? If we get people out to vote, and I am talking about everybody, you deer hunters, deer season, you have bow, then you have rifle opens up on November 15th. Guys are out there baiting their deer blinds. You have to get out and vote on November 5th. This is all hands on deck. And just like Rob Cordes said and Donald Trump has said, too big to rig. That's exactly what we have to do on November 5th. If everybody votes straight Republican ticket, we get the numbers out. We get the masses out. You people, call yourself Christians. You go to church on Sunday. Are you registered to vote? If not, you got to get registered and you have to vote this year. You have to do it. This is your civic duty to your community, to your state, to your country. Because if we don't win this thing, folks, I'm telling you, this constitutional republic, our days are numbered if Kamala Harris becomes the first woman president of the United States. God, it makes me want to throw up just to say it. Political comebacks, history lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body.